Hi there, this is Harry and welcome back to my podcast where I try to help you to get a good understanding of the English language. We help you with grammar, phrasal verbs, expressions, help you to try and communicate better both in business English and conversational English. Also help you with your pronunciation, and that's what we're going to talk about in this particular podcast. And this podcast is brought to you by the letter B. Or B, as some people say, other people say B. So when they're practicing the pronunciation, A, B, C, A, B, B. Okay, and B is an important sound because lots of words will begin and you'll have to hear that B sound when you're pronouncing the word correctly. So, as I said to you in the previous podcast about the letter A, you know, we can get different sounds with the letter B, and a lot of the time it depends on what letter is coming immediately after that letter B, the second letter of our alphabet. So B, as we say, is a short B because we have also the word B, B-E-E, which is the bzzz that will sting you or that collects the honey. That is very vital to the whole development of our crop system and our flowers. So B with a little sharp, short B, whereas B is the insect, okay? B, the letter B, B. So we could stay on that E longer. It's a long E sound, B. Oh, there's a B in the house. Oh, there's a B on the table. There's a bee's nest around the corner. Not bee nest, it's a B nest. Okay, so letter B, short, sharp, and B. Okay, now the other sounds, as I said, can depend very much on what letter will follow immediately after the letter B. So, for example, if we take the vowel sounds and the five vowels A, U, E, O, and I, so we have five different sounds. So, let me give you some words for that. B, A, B, bat. U, b. We get the b sound with the u, but. Yeah, butter. Yeah, b, but. Hear the difference? Ba, bat. B, but. E, be, bet. I bet on the game. I bet you can't do that. Be, bet. And O, b, bottom, b, bottom. Okay? And then finally, I, the other vowel sound, I, and we get b, bit. Okay? I, bit. The dog, b, bit me. B, bit. So let me give you those sounds again for the five vowels. B, bat. A b, but. E, bet, bet, bet. O, b, bottom. And I, or I, bit, bit. The dog bit me. Bat, but, bet, bottom, bit. And if you want longer sounds, as we said for the insect B, B double E, B, or beaten, B E A T E N, beaten. Book, so we've got a long O sound there, boo, book. Bite, yeah, so bit we had, and now bite, B I T E, bite. So B, beaten, book, bite. Okay, so short sounds, bat, but, bet, bottom, bit. Longer sounds, stay on those vowels, be, beaten, book, and bite. And lots of the B sounds, we have to be very, very careful how we pronounce them. They have similar sounds, but the words are very different. Let me give you some pairs of these. Black, back, the black dog. I hurt my back, black back. And you've got to be very careful to make sure we get that L sound, bl, black. Not ba, back, bla, black. Black, back. Block and blog. Block. Yeah, a block of wood. Block. Blog. I do my blog or post my blog every week. Bl, block. And bl, blog. Block. Blog. Bling and blink. Bling is an old fancy cheap jewellery. Lots of bling. B-L-I-N-G. Bling. And then blink. B-L-I-N-K. And get the K sound at the end to distinguish. Blink. Bling. Blink. Bling. Bling. Blink. Just to get the difference in those words. Blink. To blink your eyes. In the blink of an eye, something disappeared, meaning it disappeared very quickly. In the blink of an eye, she was dressed with lots of cheap bling. Bling and blink. Break. Brick. Break. I broke it. To break. B-R-E-A-K. Break. Brick. I needed a brick to build the wall. Brick. Break. The difference in the sound. Break. We're staying it longer. Brick. Break. Brick. So we've got to distinguish those sounds very clearly to differentiate for those words. And there's some that have almost the same sound but different spelling. For example, beer. I like to drink a beer when it's warm. Beer. Bear. Beer, bear, bear. Beer, bear, bear. So we can have the beer we drink. We can have a bare table with nothing on the table, meaning empty. And we can have, of course, the animal, the bear. Okay, bear, bear, beer. So almost the same sounds. Three different spellings. Beer that we drink, B-E-E-R, beer. Bear as an empty table, B-A-R-E. Or bear in the woods, B-E-A-R. Okay, so I prefer a beer than to meet a bear. Beer, bear, bear. Okay, and there are just pairs of words which have almost the same sound, and we've got to be very careful with how we pronounce them and how we put the stress so that you can differentiate and understand clearly what the word is. And more importantly, when you're talking to somebody, that they understand you, that they understand what you're trying to say, and there's no confusion in relation to the words. Let's have a look at a few others. We have broad, okay, broad, B-R-O-A-D, broad. The road was broad, and the other broad was the mind. He broadened his mind to broad, broaden, wide, widen, broad. Bring, to bring something home, bring. Like ring, but the B on it, br, bring. Brag, again, R sound, br, brag. So here we've got broad, bring, and brag. To brag about something, to boast. He brags about his football prowess, brag. He brings home the bacon, to bring the food. Broad, to broaden the mind. As we said before, we have blog, and get that G sound, blog. Okay, blue, yeah, the blue river, the blue ocean, the blue sky, bl, blue. Blank, empty, blank. Beautiful, beautiful. It's a much longer word here, so we've got quite a few syllables. Beautiful, becoming. Beautiful, becoming. Okay? So, careful with the sounds. Be very careful with the long words. We get to hear all the syllables. Beautiful, beautiful. Becoming, becoming. All very clear and distinct on each of the particular syllables so that people will understand you and will know what you're referring to. Okay, so that's the letter B. There's many different sounds to it. The simple sound of the letter B. Yeah, but not too long. B. A, B, C, D. A, B, C. And then the longer sound on the B, the insect. the beans that I like to eat. Beans on toast. Beans. Okay? So practice those. Listen to them a few times. And if you have any problems, come back to me and we can help you with more. And the next podcast that we'll bring will be with the letter C. And we'll give you the very C sounds, K, and other types of sounds with the letter C. Okay, as always, thanks for listening. If you want to contact me, then you can do so on www.englishlessonviaskype.com. Be very happy to hear from you. As always, thanks for listening and join me again soon.
Well, while I'm talking to you, I just want to let you know about my one-to-one English lessons. If you're interested in learning English at a very high level and you want to learn it in an informative and friendly way, well, come to the English Lesson via Skype school, and both myself and the other teachers will be delighted to help you with one-to-one lessons using Skype or Zoom or other platforms. And just for you guys out there, those of you who are listening to the podcast, there's a special offer. So if you join our lessons anytime in the next 3 months, well, we're going to give you a 10% discount on the normal fees. So whether you're buying 2 lessons, 4 lessons, 6, 8, 10, whatever the number is, we will give you a 10% discount on those purchases and future purchases. So it's a great offer for you. It's a great opportunity for you to come and learn online. It's a growing trend. I've been doing it for many, many years, but it's very important now, and you can do it in the comfort of your own home. So look out for that special offer and come and join us. Thanks for listening.